Welcome to the sermon podcast of First Alliance Church in Lexington, Kentucky. The sermon you're about to hear, From Resume to Relationship, was preached by our pastor of outreach and missions, Tyrone Vinegar, on Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. It was recorded on April 10th, 2022.
Good morning, church. I accidentally had the mute on last service, so I just wanted to make sure it wasn't on this time around. Oh, gosh. It's good to be with you guys this morning. I am thrilled that God has given me an opportunity to share with you. But at this time, I am in desperate need of prayer. So if you would, please go with me to the throne of grace for prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come saying thank you for an opportunity to encounter you through the preach word, dear God. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I just ask that your spirit speaks, that you remove me, dear Heavenly Father. And, dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for your strength in my weakness. Thank you for your love and grace. It's in your name I pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 All right, church, I am thrilled to be with you guys today. I'm thrilled about what Jesus has been doing in the life, in my life, in my family's life. And First Alliance, I just first want to start and say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you as your pastor of OUT. It has truly been a joy to be with you guys for this almost seven weeks now. I made it through my first month, and I said, wow, this is awesome. And then I really realized that full-time ministry is still full-time ministry. It's not kick back your feet. So I'm thrilled that I get an opportunity to serve with you guys, serve this church. I've grown to love you guys, and the beauty of it is I know I've come into a praying community because my family and I have felt the effects of your prayers. So I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for allowing God to use you the way you have. Today, Paul asked me if I would just kind of share my story and let you guys know who I am as the pastor of OUT. So as a trained minister, I can talk for days, but the reality is I want the Spirit to talk through me, then that way I'm not rambling. But today I just want to talk to you from the topic of From Resume to Relationship. From Resume to Relationship, with the subtitle basically, The Day Jesus Interrupted My Work. We're going to look in Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 21 is the scripture that I'll be coming from. So if you have your Bibles, turn in Luke 10, verses 17 through 21. Turn in your Bibles or use your devices, however you have the scripture pulled up. I'll read starting. Verse 17 says, The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I gave you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven. And at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Church, I just want to simply talk to you for three different points today. And the first one simply states that we have authority. You know, we have authority to live victorious lives. I love what 2 Corinthians 3:17 tells us. It said, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Church, here's what I want us to understand. We don't have to pick bondage to strongholds in our life. We can actually pick freedom and liberty through Christ. But how do we pick that is the most important thing. We pick it because when we are in Christ, we get to trust in the Holy Spirit that lives through us. You see, it's victory through the Holy Spirit. It's not in our own power. It's not in our own strength, but it's simply relying on the Holy Spirit to do what he has promised to do, and that's allow us to live righteous lives and lead others to Jesus through what he wants us to do and ways he wants us to do it. But when the Holy Spirit gives us power, one thing we have to understand is the power never belongs to us. It always belongs to him. So Jesus has all power to live in us through the Holy Spirit. And what I had to come to the realization of is the same way it took Jesus to save me is the same way it will take me to be able to live out a sanctified life. And that's the Holy Spirit living daily through me, because I cannot do it within my own ability. He equips us to do what he calls us to do. But what I had to realize, and where I was hung up in the past, was serving is not proof of relationship. You see, we can serve many people all day long and have different ministries and watch them walk in freedom all day and still not know who Jesus Christ is for ourselves. And you see, that's where I was in my life. When I was a child, I started building a Christian resume. And I thought my resume was proof of my relationship. In the 90s, I was baptized, and I came running home, or my sister came running home saying that she was going to be baptized. She had given her life to Jesus. So the very next Sunday, I went to church and said, hey, I love the Lord. I want to be baptized. So they baptized me. I went to Vacation Bible School as a child. Understand, I'm building my resume. I sang in the choir at church. And although I sang in the back of the choir with a very low tenor voice, I still sang every single time I was there. I was at church most Sundays, but see, I'm still building my resume. In 2003, I was licensed to preach. Shortly after I was licensed to preach, I started going to Bible college. You guys, I got to study systematic theology by Wayne Grudem. I mean, I was on the rise. I knew exactly what I was doing. And the funny thing is I knew a lot about God, but I didn't know God. Looking back, I have no clue how I didn't see it. But you know, that didn't stop me from adding to my resume. In 2010, I became the Sunday school superintendent for my church. Nothing about my personal and private life reflected that I knew Jesus in any way. But what I learned to do is excuse strongholds as weaknesses. I picked sin as my first option and would only change course when I got caught. But still, I added to my resume. And in 2012, I was ordained to be a minister at my church. The sad thing is I could have taken my resume to another church and led that church and still not had a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, in my mind, I was asking the question, unsaved people can't be effective for the kingdom, can they? And Jesus, so faithful and so loving, took me into Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23, simply says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. He said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doer. You know, I knew that scripture, but just for some reason, it just never registered to me. Because I would have been the one that said, Lord, I preached. Lord, I taught Sunday school. Lord, I sang in the choir. And he would have told me plainly, I never knew you. Away from me. I knew something was missing, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. You know, I looked the part, but I was just as lost as any other person. I like to compare myself to the old, I don't know if you guys remember, some of your grandparents used to have those rubber fruits in the house, and they looked good all season long. I mean, you just didn't know how that apple never wilted, but it was a rubber piece of fruit. But one day in 2012, I felt God calling me away from my home church. This is the church I'd grown up in. Started ministry in this church. Did all types of things in this church. I was connected to this church. And I told God, are you sure you're telling me to leave? You see, when you're ordained and you don't necessarily know where you're going, if you're not leaving a church for ministry, then you're starting to ruffle the feathers of your resume. But I was obedient to God, and I left. It was hard, and it was good. In September of 2013, God started doing an amazing work in my life. I'm going to give y'all some free advice just in case you ever find yourself in the area and you say, hey, I feel I need to bless Tyrone. I am a big Georgia Bulldog fan. So if you ever find yourself in the Atlanta area or Athens or anything, I'm giving you a hard time. But I tell you that because Georgia was going to play LSU in 2013, September 2013, and I was ready. Had all my stuff ready. Had the game on TV, and I'm ready to sit down and watch number 9 Georgia play number 6 LSU, and hopefully Georgia gets over the hump of not being able to beat top 10 teams. I'm ready, I'm sitting down, the remote control's on, turning the volume up, although it was already as loud as it could possibly be. I just try to drown out my hollering so my neighbors don't hear me. But September 28th, 2013, Georgia and LSU are playing. And the game is just coming on, and I hear this nudge that says, go to church. I said, what? I said, no, I got church tomorrow. I'll go to church on Sunday. Voice said, no, go to church. You can look at the game in church. So I said, oh, that's right, it's on ESPN. So I'm sitting in church on a Saturday evening on the 28th of September, and I'm looking at this football game, and man, it's a tough one. And right when it's real close and LSU is driving and potentially going to score, I hear, put the phone down. And I said, oh, gosh. So I put the phone down, and I focus on what's happening in church that day. And the pastor's preaching from John, and he's talking about the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus, this spiritual leader within the Church of Jerusalem, and he goes into the temples, and he is a respected man of the word. And Jesus is talking to this guy, and he's saying, how can you be a leader and you can't understand the elementary things of the faith? And I said, what in the world? I said, God, what are you telling me? So from hearing Nicodemus' story, I got the realization that I had been trusting in my resume. And I started just before then asking questions like, Lord, why can't I love my wife the way you called me to love my wife? Why can't I parent my daughters the way you've called me to parent my daughters? Why am I this awful employee? And what God was showing me is that I had been trusting in this image and this resume. And what he gave me the opportunity on September 28th of 2013 to do was put down my resume and walk into a relationship with him. First Alliance, I love it, and I'm thankful for what he's done, but I really just want to take some time to thank you. 20-plus years ago, you planted a church here in Lexington. And that church that is now called Lex City Church is the church that you planted. It was in Lex City Church that not only I, but my whole household came to know who Jesus Christ is as their Lord and Savior. So I want to thank you for the faithfulness of the work that you did by planting a church and just being obedient to what God was doing in your hearts at the time. And it's because of what you did, me and my family know who Jesus Christ is. As believers, we must never forget that we are called to relationship before we are ever called to do anything in the body of Christ. But not only do we have authority in knowing who Jesus Christ is, I love it because being known gives us reason to rejoice. You see, it's when we're in relationship with Jesus that we should be rejoicing. The 72 returned with excitement because of what they were sent to do was a success. They did a successful job. They went and they cast out demons and they helped people walk in freedom. But Jesus helped them understand that it's not what we do for the kingdom that should cause us to rejoice. It's just simply being known. I love it. He says, it's our names being written down in heaven. So watch this. When we become children of God, we are children of the creator of all the universe. I heard this thing on the news a few weeks ago, maybe a week ago, that they found a new star with one of these telescopes. And they said this star was like 350 billion light years away, some crazy, crazy number. I still have no clue. I think they make stuff up and it just sounds so good. But here's the reality. When I hear about that, it speaks of the grandeur of my God, that he can do something so vast. But although he's that vast, he takes time to know who Tyrone Jamal Vinegar is. He tells me the hairs on my head. He tells me how much he loves me. He tells me how much he wants to spend time with me. And I am overjoyed with that. Romans 8:15. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. I'm very thankful I got my biological father down here. And I love my biological father very much. But compared to my heavenly father, and I know you feel the same way, because our heavenly father, it just blows my mind. Blows my mind how much he loves us. We heard the story when our sister was baptized. She was just blown away by God's grace. Same thing I am. So if we're in relationship with Jesus, you know, there should just be some natural joy that exudes from Christians. Christians should be the most joyful people there can be. Don't get me wrong. I understand we face circumstances that fight against our joy, but the reality is when we are sealed and know that our name is written in heaven, that should give us reason to rejoice every single time. God is good. And I love what the scripture also says. He not only talks about he gives us authority, he not only talks about how he gives us a reason to rejoice, but it says when we're humble, Jesus rejoices. You see, when we pick humility and step into a relationship with Jesus, he rejoices. Look at Luke 10, 21. It says, at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. You see, it's when we pick humility, it opens the doors for Jesus to do his greatest work in us and through us. So today I have three steps for us to pick humility. I'm not sure where you may fall in these, but I just ask you to let the Holy Spirit show you if you do fall in them. Maybe someone needs to put down their resume and walk into a relationship with Jesus. I don't want to assume everyone is in my boat, but if you are, will you put it down? Maybe someone needs to ask Jesus to restore the joy of their salvation. Lastly, maybe you know Jesus. Maybe you're in an intimate relationship, seeking after what he has for you, but he's told you to do something, and you're still saying no. He may have told you to walk across the street and tell your neighbor, good morning. He may have told you to go to a soup kitchen and help someone. As the pastor of Adam, I'm trying to give you out opportunities. He may have told you just to simply forgive a family member for something. so you can tell them about how Jesus forgave you for something and how much he loves them. Submit to whatever it is he's calling you to do. If you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you today, take a step. Don't ignore it. He's telling us this because he loves us. So as the worship team comes back up, I just want you to know that at some point this afternoon in our worship service, the prayer team will be down front, and they will simply ask you, how can we pray for you? If you have any questions, you want to talk to me about anything, I'll be down front as well. But I just really want to encourage you. Lean into Jesus. See what it is he has for you. And just trust him in all things. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening. Here at First Alliance Church, we love God, love others, and live fully engaged in Christ's great commission, starting in Lexington, Kentucky. To learn more about our church or to hear other sermons like this one, visit us at FACLEX.com.